3.13 Part 1
Easy is a free runner who started the organisation Urban Free Flow. Free runners use obstacles in a town or city to create movement by running, jumping and climbing. Can you do free running anywhere? I mean, for example, if you're on your way somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to, you could kind of, you know, do it anywhere, you know, and if you're on your way to work, you could do it. But generally, the people who practice would go to a particular spot and practice there and then move on elsewhere.
Where do you most enjoy doing it?
The most rewarding for me would be running in London here, you know, I mean, around the South Bank. And we'd do it in a team of maybe 10 of us and just you know, like you know, someone leading the way and the rest following. And just using basic obstacles like lampposts and walls and just moving.
How did you first get into free running?
Well, my background is in boxing, which I did for about 20 years, and I boxed at the international level. And I got married and had a kid and had to just change my life around and become sensible all of a sudden. So I gave up the boxing, and there was a huge void in my life. So I drifted into martial arts, which didn't really do it for me. And I was looking for the next thing to do, and I saw this on TV one day. And I remember sitting in bed watching it, and I said, that's what I'm looking for.
Tell us about the organisation Urban Free Flow.
Well, Urban Free Flow started out as a website, but then we devised a performance team. We have 20 athletes in the team now, 8 who are very, very high profile. We're sponsored by Adidas now. We take care of all sorts of commercials and movies in that sense. We teach as well. We teach in schools. We've taught the army, the police.
What do you do with the police?
The police run these schemes for youth offenders, and they're trying to get them out of, you know, doing bad things. So it's seen as a positive thing to do. It's seen as a very cool thing to do. And for the youth, it's very engaging. So that's what we do for them.
What about in schools?
In terms of schools, same again. There's a big problem in the UK with obesity, and kids just aren't practicing anything. They're not doing any PE, they're not doing any kind of sports. Whereas what we do is perceived as being very cool, and unwittingly they're taking part and exercising. So that seems to be a very positive thing.